Tantor Audio presents Nightingale Way by Emily March, narrated by Kate Mazur. 1. February, Alexandria, Virginia. Catherine Ann Blackburn heard the grandfather clock on the landing chime twice and knew she'd delayed the moment long enough. She had a special visit to pay this afternoon. She'd better get moving. She saved her work, blew out the cinnamon-scented candle burning on her desk, and rose to leave her home office. The phone rang, but she allowed the answering machine to pick up. She crossed the hall to her bedroom, where she stripped out of her jeans and George Washington University hoodie. Inside her walk-in closet, she stared at the racks of clothing and debated which of her cemetery dresses to wear. She had four from which to choose. Cat spent way too much time in cemeteries. A year and a half ago, she joined Arlington Ladies, an organization of volunteers who attended military services at Arlington National Cemetery in order to make sure that no soldier was buried alone. When she paid her respects to the fallen, Cat represented the thanks of a nation for the soldiers' service and sacrifice, and she was proud to do so. No one should be laid to rest without someone there to note the passing of a life. Not a soldier, not an old man or woman, not a baby. Grief washed over Cat, and she shut her eyes, accepting it. Today was a day for remembering, the one day of the year when she allowed herself to wallow in her heartache. Today, she wasn't going to Arlington, but to Rose Hill Cemetery, in Hagerstown, Maryland. She scanned her closets.